These two gentlemen, Lance Long and William Christensen, a legal writing teacher and a statistician, gathered up 882 state, federal, and U.S. Supreme Court briefs, and they assessed the flesh reading ease score of all those briefs. Now, I'm sure you're going to not find it surprising that most briefs are written at about the same readability level. So there was not a wide variety, a wide range in the readability scores of these briefs. But even when taking the small differences in readability into account, here was the result. The authors found no statistically significant relationship between the readability of a brief and its success on the merits. And when I read their article, I let out a big dang. Because I'm a legal writing person, and I would love to be able to tell you that the more plainly you write, the more likely it is that you will win. But this study did not support that. There are more studies. What about what judges prefer, what judges like? The author of this study sent two versions of a two-page passage from a brief to hundreds of state and federal judges. One of the versions was in legalese. It was very traditional. It had a formal tone. It had longer sentences. It had bigger words. It took advantage of legal jargon and vocabulary. And the second was what the author called the plain version. All the author did was shorten the sentences, make the words smaller, and reduce the tone in terms of formality. The author did not go so far as to make it what might be called informal. There were no first and second personal pronouns. There were no contractions. There were no slang and so on. And the author sent these to hundreds of judges and calculated the results. The overall judge preference for plain versus legalese was 66% to 34%. If you are looking in the right-hand corner of the slide, this author practices law here in Austin, Texas. Well, that's very interesting to me. It's a clear win in terms of judge preference. Writing plainly pleases judges, but it's only 66 to 34. He has better numbers at the federal level. When he went to the federal level and assessed, there was a 73% preference for the plain version over the legalese version. Now, I do have to ask myself, what's up with these 27% of federal judges who prefer the legalese form? It's probably not a big deal, nothing to worry about, but I do think it suggests that you are very safe writing in a plainer style and that you are likely to please 2/3 or up to 75% of your judges, depending on the court in which you are filing the document. Here is some more data. These authors assessed the text of every brief on the merits filed in the United States Supreme Court from 1970 to 2004. And this is, as a minor digression, I just want to mention that this is a new form of empirical research that is growing in legal writing and academia. And it's called corpus linguistics or corpus research. You assemble a massive body of the text that you are trying to assess, and you measure things about it, and you draw conclusions. Well, what did these two authors learn? They learned a lot of things, but I'm going to summarize three of the things they learned here. They assessed the average grade level of the statement of facts in every brief. And in 1970, that grade level was 15. Well, what does that mean? A grade level is 1 through 12. That's first grade through high school. 13, 14, 15. So a 15 would mean that it was readable by a person who was a junior in college. 16 would be a college graduate. If you add three more years for a law degree, that would be 19. So those grade levels are not scientifically super awesomely valid. They rely on data prepared by Rudolf Flesch and his colleague Kincaid. They are called the Flesch-Kincaid grade level, but they do give you a sense of how readable the text would be. But the grade level of the statement of facts has been improving in grade level readability. That is, from 1970, where you had to be a junior in college to understand it, in 2004, you now only have to be a senior in high school to understand it. Well, they separately assessed the grade level of the argument section of the brief, and it showed a smaller change from a grade level of 14 to a grade level of 13. And then they applied the Flesch readability scale to the argument, and they noted that it improved in readability from a 33 to a 39. So I will just tell you that based on other research and reading I have done, an appellate brief whose readability score is in the low to mid 30s is very, very typical. Many appellate briefs cluster in the low to mid 30s in terms of their readability under the Flesch reading ease score. But you can see that in briefs filed in the United States Supreme Court over time, that has increased up to a 39. And, you know, I'm feeling happy inside. If every appellate brief could score a 40 or higher, I think that's an improvement in terms of readability. One other note here is that the facts section of a brief is becoming more readable more quickly, I think you can see. And that makes sense because it's telling a story. It's trying to be compelling and persuasive in a way that the reader can understand. So now that we understand some of the assessment data, I'm going to move away from the data, and I'm going to start talking about techniques that plain English that advocates can apply in appellate briefs, and I'm going to try to give you my take on them